In a continuation of its crackdown on so-called sanctuary cities and states, the New York Times reports the Trump administration is planning to use agents from an elite tactical unit known as BORTAC to assist immigration and customs enforcement agents. Joining us now for more on this Border Patrol SWAT team and the sanctuary issue is Caitlin Dickerson, a national immigration reporter for the New York Times. So what is BORTAC, first of all?
So BORTAC, as you said, it's an elite portion of the Border Patrol. They really act like a SWAT team. They're people who are chosen from individual Border Patrol units. They undergo specific training. It's similar to Army Rangers or to Special Forces. Mm-hmm. They're sniper certified. They have grenades. They're called flashbangs that can obscure what you can see when they break into your home. You know, they carry large weapons. So they're very much a militaristic squad from within the Border Patrol. So most famously, Americans will remember it was BORTAC agents who broke into the home where Elian Gonzalez was being held in the year 2000, the young boy who was embroiled in an international asylum scandal, really. And, you know, you saw a BORTAC agent with a big gun sort of seize the boy from his uncle. But they also, you know, now more commonly, they're breaking into stash houses that smuggling organizations are running. So these are places that are known to be full of drugs and weapons and dangerous people, and they're breaking down the door to get them out.